Albayan Radio presents the following program, presented by Sheikh Waleed Mulhim.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Ashratu asbabin li maghfirati dhunubi wa mahyi athari sayyat. 10 ways sins are expiated or erased. We continue on mentioning brief words from Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala. Underneath this title, 10 ways sins are expiated. And we have reached to point number 4, where he mentions, fourth, sins are expiated when the person is afflicted with calamities, because calamities are expiation for sins. Now, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he mentions, inna 'idhami al-jaza'i ma' 'idhami al-bala', verily, the severity of the recompense is in accordance to the severity of the trial or the calamity. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا حَبَّ قَوْمًا إِبْتَلَاهُمْ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a people, He tests them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's tests and trials are not as some may believe or think it is a punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testing. And either the individual is pleased with this test, or if this person is displeased with the test and is either rewarded or he's either has attained sayyi'at for being displeased. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ خَيْرٌ. How astonishing the affair of the believer, and all of his affairs are good. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through trials and tribulations, He expiates the sins. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, مَا يُصِيبُ الْمُسْلِمُ مِنْ نَصَبٍ وَلَا وَصَبٍ وَلَا هَمٍ وَلَا حُزْنٍ وَلَا أَذًا وَلَا غَمٍ حَتَّى الشَّوْكَةَ يُشَاكُهَا إِلَّا كَفَّرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِنْ خَطَايَاهُ. The Prophet ﷺ states to the meaning that a Muslim is not afflicted with tiredness, sickness, stress, sadness, anxiety, harm, grief, even, and so much so, the prick of the thorn. So when you're afflicted with some sort of a thorny branch, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this, or these difficulties and hardships and harm, Allah removes and erases sin. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not only allows for us to seek forgiveness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying istaghfirullah and so forth for us to be forgiven, not only an increase of voluntary actions, not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us to follow a good deed, so proceed a good deed with a mishap or a slip up and a bad deed, but here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through these ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam opens doors and is more merciful than what people think. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive us. Allah wants for the servant to be forgiven. Allah states, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَأَمَنْتُمْ. And what is Allah going to do with regards to punishing you if you're thankful and you believe? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us chances. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to turn to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala with righteous actions, but more specific, when we are tested, sins are being expiated. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests those whom He loves, and everything that we're being tested by, or everything that we are afflicted by, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, مَا أَصَابَ مِن مُصِيبَةٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And a calamity is not, or the person is not afflicted by a calamity, or a calamity is not befallen except by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, upon the believer, when they are they're placed in a trial and tribulation, is they say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed that we're going to be tested. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. And we are surely going to test you. وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. And we are surely going to test you of something, خوف, fear, jua, hunger, وَنَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ, a shortage in wealth and life, نَقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ, and vegetation, food, provision, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ, and glad tidings to the patient. الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا, those when they're afflicted by a calamity or a trial, they say, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we belong, and to Allah we return. So alhamdulillah, our sins are expiated with difficulty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable you and I to be of those who are patient in times of calamities and difficulties. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to overcome trials and tribulations. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admit us into the paradise. Allahumma ameen. Wa jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.